Unit 14, Money. Section 2, Integrated Listening and Writing. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions.
Okay, you're going to cover Chapter 3, and I was supposed to do Chapter 4, right?
Right. Want me to go first?
It's up to you.
Okay. Then, here are the most important points from that chapter. First of all, we should know the three important characteristics of money. For something to be considered money, it has to be three things. One, a medium of exchange. That just means it can be traded for other things. Two, it has to be a unit of account or a unit of value. That means the value of goods or debts can be measured in terms of it. Three.
Sorry to interrupt, but I don't quite get number two.
Unit of account? That means that one thing that money is used for is to measure the value of things. Like in ancient Rome, they used salt as money. So you could say that this horse was worth 10 pounds of salt, and that horse was worth 12 pounds of salt. Salt was the unit of account.
Okay, I get it now.
And three, money is a store of value. This means you can hold on to it and it has value for future trade.
That one confuses me too. Lots of other things can be a store of value. I've got some rare books that have value for future trade.
You're exactly right. It's not only money that can be a store of value, or even a medium of exchange or a unit of account, but when something is all three of those, then it's defined as money.
Oh, okay.
Those three are the necessary characteristics of money, but there are also a few other characteristics that are desirable, such as it should be stable in value, not constantly moving way up and way down. And also, it should be easy to transport and hard to counterfeit. That's all for the characteristics of money. The next thing we need to remember is the different types: commodity money, representative money, and fiat money.
Yeah, I know that was mentioned in class, but my memory's not too good.
Well, commodity money is money that has inherent value. It's not only used for exchange, but is something that's valuable in itself. The first kinds of money in history could all be described as commodity money: spices, tobacco, salt, and of course, silver and gold.
So gold and silver coins are commodity money.
Right. But the coins we use today aren't.
Why not?
I'll get to that. The next kind is representative money. This is when instead of exchanging commodities, people trade something that represents the commodity. Like in some ancient societies that traded goats and sheep, people traded little pieces of clay that represented a certain number of animals. In the 19th century up to the early 20th, most currencies were representative money because they were based on the gold standard. You might want to remember that one because I think it'll be on the quiz.
Oh, right. Back then, banks bought and sold gold, and you could bring your money to a bank and they'd give you an equal value of gold.
Yeah. In Britain, they use silver. That's where we get the word pound for British money. A pound note represented a pound of silver. The U.S. was on the gold standard until 1971. That's when the U.S. government decided that dollar bills would no longer represent a certain amount of gold, so they became a form of fiat money. Fiat is Latin for let it be done. It means that this money doesn't represent any commodity, but it has value and serves all the purposes of money because the government says it does. It's money created by law. That's what I meant before about our coins today. They're not made of gold or silver, and they don't represent gold or silver, so they're fiat money.
Is all money fiat money nowadays?
For the most part, yes. And that's all we're going to be quizzed on from Chapter 3. Chapter 4 is about government monetary policy, right?
Right. I've listed the main points here.
Number 1. What is the topic of the conversation? Number 2. What is the purpose of the conversation? Number 3. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Okay. You were going to cover Chapter 3, and now it's supposed to do Chapter 4, right?
Right. Want me to go first?
It's up to you.
What does the man mean when he says this?
It's up to you.
Number 4. According to the conversation, which of the following is not a necessary characteristic of money? Number 5. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question. And 3. Money is a store of value. This means you can hold on to it and it has value for future trade.
That one confuses me too. Lots of other things can be a store of value. I've got some rare books that have value for future trade.
Why does the man say this?
I've got some rare books that have value for future trade.
Number 6. Which of the following could be a form of representative money? Number 7. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
So gold and silver coins are commodity money.
Right, but the coins we use today aren't.
Why not?
I'll get to that. The next kind to develop was representative money.
What does the woman mean when she says this?
I'll get to that. Number 8. According to the conversation, which of the following is true? Number 9. What will the speakers talk about next?